Okay, the time is now 7:10, and I would like to call to order the zoning subcommittee, the Planning, Zoning, and Housing Committee. Mr. Clerk, would you please call the roll? Mr. Clerk. Yes, sir.
Alderman Carlo Carlozzi.
Here.
Alderman Emmanuel Sanchez. Alderman Louis Salvio.
Here.
Alderman David DeFronzo.
Here.
Alderman Michael Trueworthy. Alderman Don Naples.
Here.
Alderwoman Eva Magnashevsky.
Here.
Alderman Daniel Salerno.
Here.
Alderman Wilfredo Pabon.
Here.
Seven present, Mr. Chairman. You have a quorum.
And do we have anyone?
Would you please seat Alderman Adam Platosh, Alderman Jamie Giantonio, and Alderwoman Shirley Black.
Thank you. So noted. Would you please read the notice, Mr. Clerk?
The Herald Classified Advertising.
I'm sorry, excuse me. We're doing the zoning committee. That's all 15 of us, right?
That's all 15.
Okay. Did you read all 15? So everyone is seated. Everyone's here voting.
Alderwoman Toni Lynn Collins. Alderman Robert Schmedley. Alderman Adam Platosh.
Here.
Alderman Jamie Giantonio.
Here.
Alderwoman Shirley Black.
Present.
Alderwoman Suzanne Belinsky. 10.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Would you kindly read the, so quorum has been established. Would you kindly read the legal notice for the zoning subcommittee?
The Herald, Classified Advertising Legal Notice, New Britain, Connecticut. Please publish the following legal notice on Friday, July 25th, 2014, and Friday, August 1st, 2014. Legal notice. The Common Council Zoning Subcommittee will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, August 5th, 2014. At 7 p.m. in the Council Chambers, City Hall, 27 West Main Street, New Britain, Connecticut, for petition 32638. Change of zone to B3, secondary business, where the property is currently zoned T, two family, that front on Stanley Street between Peck Street and the intersection of North Street. At this hearing, interested persons may be heard and written communication may be received. Copy of petition 32638 may be obtained from the Britain Town Clerk's Office. Lawrence J. Hermanowski, Clerk of Committees.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. So at this time, we will have a public hearing on the zone change only, and that is petition 32638, change of zone to B3 from secondary businesses. Mr. Clerk, is there a sign-up sheet? I noticed. Okay. Thank you, sir. Yep. So just to be clear, and just to be for the record, because there was a error in the current story from this morning, the only item that this committee can have public participation on, the only item that I can entertain is the zone change. No other items are before this committee tonight. So if you're here to speak about anything else, I apologize, but I'm going to have to rule you out of order. Okay? First one up is David Lohr. Mr. Lohr, would you please give your name and address?
Hi, my name is David Lohr. I live at 13 Short Street, New Britain, Connecticut.
Please proceed, sir.
I live right behind this property, and I've been here for almost 40 years. And these trees are our only buffer between Route 9 and our houses. During the winter, we have to put up with the constant drone of cars going back and forth. But during the summer, we get a chance not to hear this. And there's also a great amount of wildlife living in the woods behind us. I've seen woodchucks, raccoons, possums, deer, lots of squirrels. I've had, you know, wild turkeys on my roof of my garage. And if this land has changed to business, where will they go? I mean, are they going to come with a truck and move all these animals to where? But that's, you know, I really don't want a large apartment or a business behind my house if I can help it. It's like having my own little woods behind me. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lurie. Next one I have signed up to is Fred Blooms. If you would introduce yourself, your name, and your address, please.
Alfred Blooms, 25 Peck Street, New Britain, Connecticut.
Please proceed, sir.
Okay, I've been there almost 30 years, and same thing. I bought the property. Years ago, I want to buy the property from the state, and they denied. Then they had an auction, closing auction, and Mr. Shaler beat me by not much, but he took over the property. And he was going to extend his garage if he could buy the place where he was, but didn't work out for him. And for all those years, like they've said, you know, it's a beautiful buff between the traffic. It's nice, quiet. Right now, we got a little park there. We got a car wash. We got a gas station. We got apartments. We got condominium. We got businesses all the way around us. We don't need any more businesses. You know, right now, if they're going to put two-family house, it's beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. Who knows in the future what they're going to do? Put a chop shop, get a garage? I don't know what they're going to put. I like the way it is. I like all those years. It's nice and quiet. But that's it.
Thank you, sir. The next item, the next person I have is Sheila Gary Mihalik.
No.
Okay. No, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I'm not talking about the light. I'll listen.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next one I have is Mayor Tim Stewart.
Thank you, Alderman. Good
Mr.
evening.
Mr. Mayor.
Tim Stewart, President of the Chamber of Commerce, and I represent the two property owners that requested this zone change. Let me give you a little bit of history, first of all. This property had been sitting dormant for many, many years. It was acquired during some of the construction on Route 9. Became state-owned property because of that, and the construction, as you can see, the topography on that site is very very much different to most other properties along the Stanley Street corridor. There's a huge wall outcropping that goes behind Smalley School all the way almost down to Talcott Street, and the flattest part of the property, actually these multiple properties, is that behind Mr. Blooms' house, which is on the corner of Peck and Stanley Street across from the old Wilcox Rouse Chevrolet. One of the reasons why they came to me with the request was that they're having a very difficult time doing anything with their property because of its zone. It's in a T-zone. Well, that T-zone is actually very different than what is on that Stanley Street corridor. That entire Stanley Street corridor is zoned business. B1 down the bottom, and I have some maps to show you. There's B1 down the bottom, B3 all the way up. What they're requesting is a change to B3, in order to be able to do something with said property. That does not mean that any of these buffers or trees will come down. In a business zone, there are required buffers. There's some frontages that are very minimal because of the zoning, but the buffers between a business and a residential property are much different than they are for strictly a residential zone. So you can maintain those buffers with your trees and all of that stuff, but there's a natural topography difference between the street, Atwood Street, which is up above next to Smalley, coming down to Stanley Street. There's a 35-foot gradient different there. So if you could please hand these out, Mr. Clerk, thank you. When we were at the City Plan Commission asking for this, they had tabled it because they wanted some more information and some possibilities of what could happen on said street with a zone change. And so several years ago, if you remember some of this history, some of you that were on the council a million years ago, Lou, I think Adam, you were still around. There was a move afoot down on Veterans Drive by the Shaler Corporation in order to try to get the VFW. They had proposed moving the VFW over to that site next to Mr. Blooms' house, and it was just one possibility. The property down at the bottom, though, was acquired through the state surplus, and that piece of property from Talcott Street goes about two-thirds of the way up to Stanley Street in Peck, and that was acquired by Dominic Colasell because at the time, if it's surplus, the city refused to take it because we had no use for the property. Over the years, there had been several different possibilities of putting a bike path on there, doing a lot of different things. But nothing really can come of that property because of what it is zoned. The only thing that's allowable under the zoning law is a two-family house. And nobody is going to build two-family properties on either one of those locations. So that's the request for the zone change. And what they're looking to do is to be able to do something with the property other than put a two-family, because they're not in the two-family markets, neither one of these owners. It also enables them to do any kind of build-out land lease, any kind of development on there that is suitable in a B3 zone. As I said earlier, the northern part of Stanley Street, where the car wash is, across from Peck Street, is in a B3 zone, and it goes down to a B1 zone down past Talcott Street. This zone change also includes Martin Luther King Park, which is a city-owned park. I had worked with Mr. Schiller to craft this thing in such a way that there was a mutual benefit for everybody in this site. And I think the benefit to the folks that live up there that don't want to see a change on this site is it probably won't be developed anytime in our lifetime, I would tell you. They're just requesting this to give themselves some options moving forward. And that's what this is all about, to make it consistent with the B3 zone up and down Stanley Street and give these people an opportunity to do something with their property that they can't do today. I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Thank you, Mayor. Is there anyone else who is here to speak on this noticed item, either for or against? Second time, anyone else who's here to speak on this item? And for the third and final time, is there anyone here to speak on this item? With that, I will close public participation. The time is now 7:23, and we will go right to the agenda for this committee. Mr. Clerk, I don't believe anyone has come.
We still have seven members present.
I'm sorry, this is still the zoning subcommittee, so there's 15 we have.
Oh, 15 for this now.
For this, so we have 10, right?
Right.
Okay. So the first item on the agenda for this committee is petition 32638, a change of zone. Is there a motion?
Chair.
Alderman Giantonio.
I'd like to make a motion to accept and refer back with a favorable recommendation, petition 32638.
Second.
So the motion has been made by Alderman Giantonio, seconded by Alderman Salvio, to accept and refer back to the council with a favorable recommendation. Mr. Malinowski.
We have to read that.
I'm sorry?
We have to read the city plan report.
No. This is not a tabled item. I'm sorry. It is a tabled
it is
item.
A tabled item.
And so we bring it up and then read city planning report? Okay.
Okay. Let's withdraw my first motion.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion to remove petition 32638 from the table.
Is there a second? Okay, motion's been made to remove it from the table by Alderman Giantonio, seconded by Alderman Salvio. And there's no, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The item is now before us. Let's make a motion and then we'll read your report, Mr. Malinowski. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Make a motion to accept and refer petition 32638 back to the full council with a favorable recommendation.
Second.
Motion's been made and motion's been made by Alderman Giantonio, seconded by Alderman Salvio, to refer back to the council with a favorable recommendation, 32638. Mr. Malinowski.
Good evening. Report of the City Plan Commission to Her Honor the Mayor and the Common Council of the City of New Britain. The underside beg leave to report the following. Item number 32638, an amendment to the zoning map to change the zoning of properties having frontage on Stanley Street between Talcott and Peck from T2 family to B3 secondary business. The City Plan Commission at its regular meeting held on July 14, 2014, voted 7-0 to recommend the zone change be adopted. The background, this proposed zone change encompasses land areas along both sides of Stanley Street between Peck and Talcott Streets. These properties are currently zoned T2 family and would be changed to B3 secondary business. This would serve to link the B1 neighborhood business zone near the intersection of North Street to the existing B3 Zone Businesses, Business Properties north of Peck Street. Planning considerations. None of the involved land to the southern side of Steely Street in this zone change is developable. It is also either state highway right-of-way or city-owned land, including the Martin Luther King Memorial Park at the southeastern corner of Steely Street and Martin Luther King Drive. On the northern side, there are two affected properties, 1044 and 1104 Steely Street. 1104 Steely Street is a sizable piece at the corner of Peck Street, though it is roughly 1.45 acres in the area, with a frontage of 635 feet along Steely Street and a depth of almost 200 feet. On the south, 1044 Steely Street is roughly 1.45 acres in area, with a frontage of almost 700 feet along Steely Street, but with a much narrower depth, particularly near the middle sections, where it is approximately 50 feet more or less between the front and the rear property lines. Aside from the narrowness of the parcel, the development potential for much of 1044 Steely Street is also constrained by a substantial amount of bedrock outcropping and extremely steep topography. The proposed zone change area is bordered on the southeast side by Route 9 corridor, which is mostly zoned S3 single family, and at the western end by the CBD Central Business District. Zone senior apartment buildings on Martin Luther King Drive and B1 zone business properties between North and Talcott Street. The northern boundary of the zone change area abuts the existing B3 business properties near Peck, including a car wash, auto repair shop, package store, and gasoline station. The properties bordering the north side of the zone change area are zoned T2 family and consist of several residential properties and a public elementary school, Smalley Academy. Zoning considerations. The B3 zoning district permits a wide variety of business uses ranging from retail stores to restaurants and office buildings, and also includes, subject to special exception approval, auto repairs and sales, gasoline stations, and alcohol permit licenses. The zoning district also permits mixed-use buildings with residential apartments on the upper floors over first-floor business uses. The City Plan Commission has reviewed conceptual plans that depict reasonably sizable business development that would be possible under the proposed B3 zoning on the northern and southern portions of the zone change area. The involved properties are clearly not reasonably usable for residential development under the current T zoning. Recommendations. The City Plan Commission is of the opinion that this zone change encompasses a substantial amount of frontage on Steely Street that is not reasonably developable under the existing T zoning district. The lot coverage, yard setbacks, and the uses permitted under the proposed B3 zoning would potentially make at least portions of the zone change area attractive for mixed-use business development that would be compatible and complement existing businesses near the corner of North Street and on Steely Street in the vicinity of Peck and Long Streets. The City Plan Commission is supportive of business and mixed-use development that is appropriately located, properly scaled, and designed to the location, as this is the primary means of adding tax base and job opportunities. The proposed B3 zoning would help facilitate this type of development. Therefore, the City Plan Commission recommends adoption of the zone change. Louis G. Amodio, Chairman, City Plan Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Malinowski. For purposes, do we have affidavits for notice, for photos of the sign, notification to the residents? Do we have any of all that stuff?
I believe we do. We'll just hold on.
All right, we'll just hold on for a second. Okay. I know the sign gave tonight's night. I saw tonight's night.
Yeah.
Two of them are down, by the way. One is up.
I believe we got them. initially.
Let's take that grass over there, right?
We don't have them.
I just been notified that we do not have any of the affidavits.
No, that affidavit is for the Guida property.
Oh, totally different property.
Totally different property. I haven't received them.
You haven't, and you didn't receive them prior to the last meeting that was postponed, or that it was tabled at?
I thought I did, but I must have confused the ones with Guida's because Jessica just brought out the ones that we have.
They were submitted.
Can we have a brief recess? Do you want to? Do you think there? Do you think they might be upstairs in your office?
They're definitely not in my office. I don't keep them. I give them to her once I get them, and those are the ones I've forwarded to her. Do you have copies of them by any chance?
I don't have them with me, but they were submitted. I
read them. And like I said, I thought I had them, but.
Let's just. I'm gonna call for a 5-minute recess.
Please.
Now 7:39. Counsel, so can you give us an update on the status of the affidavits?
Yes, I've been told that the affidavits are definitely completed. I think there's some kind of a misunderstanding about where they're located. So I would recommend that you go forward, subject to all the affidavits and all the documentations being presented prior to the council meeting where this will be heard by the full council.
And you will notify us all that prior to us voting on this, that'll be one of the items that we'll just make sure we have in place?
Not only that, but you'll have a package, so okay. You'll know that you have them.
Very good. So we can continue with that. I believe motions were made to refer back with favorable recommendations. Discussion at this time. Alderman Giantonio.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I support this. I think we heard from former Mayor Stewart and President of the Chamber of Commerce why we should do this. If you've driven by the area, you exactly what the city plan report said. That whole middle portion is undevelopable. I mean, it's 5 feet from the sidewalk to that ledge wall. You know, I think that the development would possibly be only at each corner. I think former Mayor Stewart touched on the buffers that would need to be in place between the business zone and the residential zone that would hopefully ease some of the concerns of the residents in that Peck and Short Street area. And anything we can do to hopefully create some economic development opportunities is good with me. So I will be supporting this tonight. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else under Alderman Pabon?
I don't know who I asked this. How big of a... Well,
your microphone.
How big of a building can they put at those corners? Because I know that that's all ledge back there.
Mr. Malinowski, you want to answer that?
I'm not entirely...
In the microphone, please, sir. Thank you.
I'm not completely versed with the area. I know that they did present with two potential development schemes. One is a proposed 20,000 square foot building, which would be on the property closer to Peck. And at 1044 Stanley Street, it would be 5,000 square foot building. And both of those buildings seem to sit on the property. Now, whether or not, you know, from the standpoint of actually building them with the rock, that's a different story.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All set? Any other questions? Alderman DeFranza.
So through you to Mr. Malinowski. So there are plans to build something on this property? Or there are?
No. When this was first presented to the City Plan Commission, the City Plan Commission was leery of going forward with little or no information on the property, what potentially the the applicants would see on this property. So to that end, they were asked to present to city plan what could potentially be built on the property should they find users for the property. And at that point, they came up with potentials that would potentially fit on the two parcels, and that is the 5,000 square foot building on the corner of Talcott and a potentially 20,000 square foot building on the other piece.
Okay, so, okay, thank you. So just a couple more questions, either, I guess, to Mr. Malinowski or to Mayor Stewart. So who are the owners of the property?
I'll refer that to Mr. Malinowski.
And I would refer that to Mr.
Corner Stewart. Property on Peck Street was owned by our trailer. And the property from about a third of the way down all the way to Talcott.
Mayor, could you mind using, thank you, sir.
Corner of Peck and Stanley is owned by the Shaler Corporation. It's Art Shaler and his corporation, because they used to be tenants across the street. They had purchased that property many years ago. And the remainder of that property all the way to Talcott Street, that goes up Talcott Street, is owned by the estate of Dominic Colasell.
Okay. And so we're changing the zone on both sides of the street?
All the way down. But they included the other side of the street because of the park, which is a T-zone. It makes really no sense to have a T-zone in the middle of nothing. So we included the property across the street to make it consistent all the way up the street, because when you get to the next lot at the end of that parking lot, at the end of that other state property, it's also B.
Okay. So the park that's there is also included in the zone change?
Correct.
And that's just for consistency purposes? Yeah. I'm going to vote to support this and send it back to the full council. I do have some hesitancy about it, because I don't think people request zone changes just to change the zone. Usually there's a reason why. Changing the zone and then sending it back to the committee, the council can have other opportunities for a final say on what actually goes in there down the road. So this is only one step in the process, and I'm sure if there's actually development there, there'll be other steps. So thank you very much.
Any other questions? Alderman Salvio.
No question, but just a comment. I think somewhere in this report that Mr. Malinowski read, it indicates that the, yes, while the certain things are allowable in a B3 zone, they would probably only be allowable under special exception laws, rules. So that would also should allay some of Mr. DeFranzo's, Alderman DeFranzo's fears.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman.
Alderman Salerno.
Yes, thank you. Just a comment, I think, to the residents as well. I mean, Mr. Stewart mentioned how the buffer situation should remain constant. I heard you saying that was a real concern. And I would just say, for the record, that I trust that when the time does come, that that consideration be made for the buffer and be considered for the residents, that they get sufficient notification if possible when these things happen, if the opportunity arises. I certainly would support that approach and to hear your concerns. But again, I think it's also important for you to appreciate that long term, getting some zone change in order for increased business in the grand list is really going to benefit even more, but without taking away from your quality of life.
Thank you, Mr. Salerno. Alderman Salerno, excuse me. Anything else under discussion? So I just want to sort of pick up on the B3 item a little bit. Business uses ranging from retail stores to restaurants, office buildings, and then subject to special exception approval. So those items are outright allowed. Then subject to special exception approval, auto repairs and sales, gasoline stations, and alcohol permit licenses. I'm also sure, Mr. Malinowski, that there are a number of other things probably under the B3, but that gives you a sample of the B3. Mr. Malinowski, so on the property, and if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, Mayor Stewart, you said that it's the estate of Dominic Colasell? That's showing a 5,000 square foot building?
Yes.
and the buffer is between that and basically Smalley School, where that building is. I mean, because I can't imagine that they're going to develop anything directly behind Smalley School. I'm sure that building is closer to Talcott Street, that 5,000 square foot building. On the renderings that you have. Thank you. Yes. Do you know what? Can you tell me what the? Do you have any idea if the renderings show you the buffer between that and the fence on Smalley School? Do you know? I don't mean feet there is.
Mr. Chairman, I think the intent of the rendering, and if I'm incorrect,
Mr. Let me rephrase. What is the setback requirement for the buffer on a B3?
I don't know that off the top of my head. If the alderman would like to wait 5 minutes, I'll run up and get it. But I think the intent of these renderings, and it, again, if I'm wrong, you can ask Mr. Stewart, the intent is only to demonstrate what could possibly be put on the property. It doesn't necessarily mean that it would, that they would in fact build a 5,000 square foot building or a 20,000 square foot building. The intent is to show what the possibility is.
The reason why I'm asking the question, just to be clear, is I want to assure the residents that we have enough safety items in the requirements to give you enough of a buffer between a building going up and your properties. And there are Mayor Stewart, please.
I have the zoning dimensional regulations for the B3 district, and there are really no buffers required in the B3. However, the topography itself will never ever let any building encroach within, you know, 50, 60 feet of the edge of that property. That's just the nature of where Smalley School is and Talcott Street. Mm-hmm. If you look, it's a hill. Basically, it's a hill. So exactly. You would actually have to cut in. There's a rock cropping in there, too. So any development's going to be rather expensive in that particular area for any person. But it's going to maintain the natural buffer regardless because of the topography. So you're never going to get that taken away because you just can't build on it. Little different probably up to Freddie's property. Where Freddie is, it's a little flatter. Well, next to your garage there, now you have a little, you've got basically the lot that's next to that. So I don't think you have many trees in between that lot, a little bit, probably a little bit of a wooded area. And the wooded area goes continually to the back there into this big depression, which has been behind your yard. which we've cleaned up millions of times in the past because of people just dumping out their backyards up on Atwood Street and up in the back there. So there's a real topography issue. The reason we showed the 20,000 square foot building was primarily because Mr. Shaler had been talking at one time to the VFW about relocating because he needed their building. It would have been a perfect fit for him to take their building on Veterans Drive and put them somewhere else. And he offered this property up, and they didn't take him up on that offer. So. I think the topography itself is going to lend you to the buffers that you require.
And not only that, to the residents' concerns, certainly through the site development plans, I'm sure the city will be sensitive to the fact that there are your two families all along on Atwood and Short Street there, which I'm quite frankly a little more concerned about that than I am about Dominic Colasales, because that's the school. So that's not going to affect you as much as it will living on Atwood and Short. That the city, you know, the city has ways of telling the developer, fine, we'll give you this, but you need to do A, B, and C, and one of them is maintaining the buffer with the trees and shrubberies and all of that to make it. Now, you may not have all those trees that you have now that, you know, but the reality is that you will still have buffers, and it'll still be, you know, when you live next to a vacant parcel of land like we did for many, many, many years, at some point someone's going to develop it. And, you know, this land has not been developed all these years because there was an availability of land elsewhere in the city. Now land pieces that are being developed are parcels that people have passed on in the past because they were difficult to deal with. So we need to make sure that when we are developing properties that we're finding that right balance between the neighborhood and also growing our grand list. I know that the city has safety measures that we can put in place, asking developers to make sure that their properties are going to meet the neighborhood needs as well. So that's Mr. Malinowski, I think, has the side yards and front yard and side and rear yard requirements, or he's looking for them.
I just wanted to make sure that that was correct. What Mr. Stewart put forward is correct. There's no front yard.
There is none?
No side yard required, but 10 feet is provided. Rear is none required. And the same if there are accessory buildings.
But having said that, there are also ways that city planning can work with the developer to put in buffers for the benefit of the neighborhoods.
It would be part of the
site development.
Permitting and, yeah. And site review plan.
Right. Okay.
So you would want screening from noise, you would want screening from light.
Exactly.
All of those things.
Lights that go towards a property, not away from the property.
Those are all considered.
Those are all things that can be done. Having been on city planning, I'm sorry, sir, I can't entertain any questions. Having been on city planning in the past, I know that there are ways to meet these needs. So I'm pretty, I think the council would be sensitive to having those things met. Any other questions?
Well, Mr. Chairman, just
Alderman Salerno.
Just to support what the chairman said, that I think the process itself lends for you to be part of that should something happen. Again, I think that Mayor, Mr. Stewart stated that it's a long time coming. But if it were to, you would have that process and could raise that. And as also a previous member of the City Planning Commission, I know that we've always looked at those things with considerable detail before they've been passed on to any other commission. So just to know that's part of our responsibility and their responsibility.
Thank you, Alderman. Hearing none, the motion before us is to refer back with a favorable recommendation. We also understand that council will prepare for us a package showing us that the affidavits have all been met. Hearing no other discussion, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn the zoning subcommittee.
So moved.
Motion has been made by Alderman Gentonio, seconded by Alderman DeFranzo to adjourn. The time is now 7:55. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. We will proceed right on with the Committee on Planning, Zoning, and Housing. This is 9 members only. Okay, so we're all set with this property. Yes, we're all set. Thank you very much for coming.
Did I call it to order and then adjourn it?
No.
Oh. No, we'll call it to order now the next meeting.
Oh, there's nothing on the agenda. Sorry about that.
You love being here so much.
Yeah.
I love being here so much. So that's it. Are we done for tonight?
See you tomorrow.
We're done for tonight.
Oh, wow.
See you again tomorrow night.